A reading from the Apocrypha, Ecclesiastical 38, verses 1 to 8. Honour physicians for their services, for the Lord God created them, for their gift of healing comes from the Most High, and they are a reward by the King. The skill of physicians makes them distinguished, and in the presence of the great they are admired. The Lord created medicines out of the earth, and the sensible will not despise them. Was not water made sweet with a tree in order that its power might be known? And he gave skill to human beings, that he might be glorified in his marvelous works. By them the physician heals and takes away pain. The pharmacist makes a mixture from them. God's works will never be finished, and from him health spreads over all the earth. Here ends the lesson.
A reading from Luke, chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might find an accusation against him. Even though he knew what they were thinking, he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand here." He got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy it?" After looking around at all of them, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored.
Heavenly Father, help us to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to obey it with courage, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Come back with me, if you will, to a minute before midnight on July the 4th, 1948. In a small hospital, the Amman Valley Hospital in West Wales, a lady named Edna May Rees has been in labour for 18 hours. Edna had 6 children before, and she knew that the midwives were usually telling you to push. But instead of urging Edna to push, the midwives were saying, "Hold on, Edna, hold on." Then the clock ticked past midnight. "Push," they said, "now you can push." And so at a minute past midnight, on July the 5th, 1948, Anaira was born, the very first baby to be born into the National Health Service. She was named Anaira after Anirin Bevan, the Minister of Health at the time the NHS came into being. And at that moment, healthcare in the UK changed forever. Anaira dedicated herself to the NHS all her working life, and she became a mental health nurse. Anaira's daughter is a paramedic. 2 of her aunts were matrons, and 2 of her sisters were nurses. The NHS saved Anaira's life when she had anaphylactic shock, and they saved the life of her son when he had a brain hemorrhage. And Anaira has written a book about her memories on the NHS, and appropriately, it's titled, "Hold On, Edna." I discovered that 2020 is the year of the nurse. Much will be retold this year about Florence Nightingale and Mary Seagull, who were 2 pioneers of nursing. Florence Nightingale was sent to the Crimean War front in the 1850s to manage and train nurses caring for the wounded. She was known, of course, as the Lady with the Lamp, as she made her nighttime ward rounds. In 1860, Florence founded the first secular school of nursing at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. Mary Seagull was a British Jamaican nurse who wanted so much to nurse on the front line in the Crimea that she made several applications and was even turned down by Florence Nightingale. In the end, Mary travelled to the Crimea on her own expenses and set up the British Hotel to be a comfortable quarters for sick and convalescent officers. Florence Nightingale acknowledged good reports of Mary Seagull, but for some reason she didn't want her nurses associating with her. You might have detected a bit of a Welsh theme at the beginning of this talk. So continuing in that vein, did you know that there was a Welsh Florence Nightingale, and her name was Betsy Cadwallader. In her 60s, Betsy trained to become a nurse and volunteered for the military nursing service, posting to a hospital in Scutari, run by Florence Nightingale. There were frequent clashes between Betsy and Florence, because Florence stuck rigidly to the rules, whereas Betsy often sidestepped the rules to help wounded soldiers more effectively, not least in making conditions more hygienic. In the end, Betsy moved to another hospital nearer the front line in Balaclava, where she battled to get supplies through. Florence visited Betsy twice in Balaclava and eventually acknowledged that Betsy was doing wonderful work as her methods brought about change in the treatment of wounded soldiers. And now, if you ever need treatment on the NHS in North Wales, you will be treated by the Betsy Cadwallader University Health Board, named in honour of the Welsh Florence Nightingale. Nursing today bears no relation to what those pioneers started in the Crimea, or even what it was like at the birth of the NHS in 1948. However, the basic principles have not changed at all. As the poster for the 2020 Year of the Nurse says, midwives and nurses are with you each step of life. They see you into the world and care for you as you leave it, helping you to stay healthy and support you if you are sick. There is so much to give thanks for our health service, and particularly this year for our nurses who have been on the front line of the battle against COVID-19. Nurses on the front line yet again. Back in April, Boris Johnson, on his release from hospital after his own battle with COVID-19, praised the NHS. He described it as unconquerable and the beating heart of this country. Significantly, the two nurses who treated him were Jenny McGee from New Zealand and Louis Pitama from Portugal. These two show how much the NHS relies on doctors and nurses from other countries. The Prime Minister said that they embodied the caring and the sacrifice of NHS staff on the front line of the pandemic. He said, "That is how I know that across this country, 24 hours a day, for every second of every hour, there are hundreds and thousands of NHS staff who are acting with the same care and thought and precision as Jenny and Louis. 24 hours a day, every day, the NHS is there for all of us, caring, skilled, and compassionate." Now, our Old Testament reading today speaks of healing as a gift from God. This is how it starts. "Honour physicians for their services, for their gift of healing comes from the Most High." For physicians and doctors also read nurses, midwives, physiotherapists, pharmacists, laboratory staff, radiologists, GPs, GP receptionists, dentists, chiropodists, and all other healthcare professionals, too many to name, who work to keep us healthy and support us when we are ill. One special group I ought to mention are our NHS hospital chaplains. They have had an incredibly difficult task during the pandemic. Jacqueline Dean, who's a lay reader in Reigate Deanery, is also a hospital chaplain at the East Surrey Hospital in Redhill. In the Diocesan Hearts on Fire blog, she writes this: "I have so many memories from the last intense weeks, holding the phone to a patient's ear while their loved one said goodbye, or so their minister could pray with them. Quietly reading complaint to a priest who was reaching the end of his life. Offering prayers as life support ended, or just sitting quietly holding a patient's hand. This is where faith and hope and compassion meet head on." And our reading concludes, "God's works will never be finished, and from him health spreads over all the world." Health and healing are gifts from God, and today, especially today, when we face this pandemic across the world, we thank God for all those who have been given the gift of healing and who give that gift 365 days a year in our health service. Healing in the Bible is always seen as a free gift, and Jesus too gave freely of the gift of healing. Our lesson from Luke today tells of how Jesus healed on the Sabbath, the Jewish sacred day when no work was allowed, not even healing. Jesus challenged his accusers. He said, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or destroy it?" So he healed, reminding us that healing has no time limits. Jesus was there for the man with the withered hand, just as the NHS offers healing for us around the clock. The NHS is a caring organisation. It's a beacon to all of us, demonstrating that the whole of society, and particularly Christians, need to be carers for those who need that healing touch. Whether that's companionship to help with loneliness, a listening ear for those with mental health difficulties, food and clothing for the homeless, or friendship offered to refugees. We may not have the gifts of physical healing. We may not be doctors and nurses, but we can all work together to heal society. We have all been given that free gift of care and love and compassion for those less fortunate than ourselves. Whether we use that gift or not is up to us. We can heal relationships and we can heal our community. It's all in our hands as followers of the greatest healer, Jesus Christ. And I want to finish with a poem about hands written by Michael Rosen. He wrote it for the 60th anniversary of the NHS, and he's just been involved in his own battle with COVID-19 in a coma and ended up with a tracheostomy. This poem is all about caring and compassion from cradle to grave, the whole ethos of our NHS. Here it is. These are the hands that touch us first. Feel your head, find the pulse, and make your bed. These are the hands that tap your back, test the skin, hold your arm, wheel the bin. Change the bulb, fix the drip, pour the jug, replace your hip. These are the hands that fill the bath, mop the floor, flick the switch, soothe the sore. Burn the swabs, give us a jab, throw out sharps, design the lab. And these are the hands that stop the leaks, empty the pan, wipe the pipes, carry the can, clamp the veins, make the cast, log the dose, and touch us last.